Hey everybody, it's Tuesday. I'm Matthew Elaria and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we love your Word, and we ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're doing a series of teachings entitled, God Wants Me Well. And this week on the broadcast, we're answering the question, is healing the will of God? Is healing the will of God for your life? Is healing the will of God for my life? And we are getting rooted in this truth that God wants me well. Come on, say it with me, friend. God wants me well. Now let's go back over to Matthew chapter 8 and let's look at verse 2 again. It says, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, Jesus, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. The Philip translation says, if you want to, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and placed it on the leper, saying, of course I want to, be clean. And at once he was clear of the leprosy. And so you can see that God's attitude in regards to healing is, of course I want to. Now let's go back, let's go over to Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. And I want to look at verse 26 there. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we said, let's not make this question about healing being God's will. Let's not make it just a doctrinal question. Let's not make it just a theological question. But let's ask the question, who is God and what does he like? Who is he in regards to healing? And what does he like where healing's concerned? And so in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, we start to get a window into who God is in regards to healing. In Exodus 15, 26, the Lord said this, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I've brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. I want to read that to you again. For I am the Lord that heals you. Now these are God's own words. And he is introducing himself to his people as the Lord who heals you. He is revealing to them a part of his nature. And friend, it is in the nature of God to heal. He is a God who heals. He is a healing God, our God. Is a God who heals. The one that we call Lord, the one that we call Master, the one that we call Savior, our God is a healing God. He is the Lord that heals us. And I want you to say this with me. My God is the Lord that heals me. I want you to say that with me again. My God is the Lord that heals me. And so God is the Lord that heals us. Now I want to go over to Exodus chapter 23 and let's look at verse 25 there. And that says this, you shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless your bread and your water and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I want to read that to you again. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. And so our God takes sickness away from our midst. Now, why would he do that? apparently he doesn't want sickness working in his people. He doesn't want sickness and disease among his people. It's his will. It's what he likes. It's what he prefers. He prefers and likes it when sickness and disease are not working amongst his people. He said it in that verse, his own words. He said, I will take sickness away from the midst of you. And if he said, I will, come on, then it must be his will. These are God's own words. And these are God's words to his people. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. And come on, friend, you're one of God's people, right? I'm one of God's people. He wouldn't say something different to me or you. He'd say the same thing today. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Why? Because that's what I want for your life. That's what I like for your life. That is my will for your life. Come on, friend, say this with me. God will take sickness away from the midst of me. I want you to say it again. God will take sickness away from the midst of me. Now let's look at a verse over in Psalm 103 in verse 2. It says this, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your disease. And so God heals all of our disease. Why all of your disease? Why all of them? Why didn't he leave some of them? Because he doesn't want any sickness or disease in your life. Deuteronomy 7:15 says this, you shall be blessed above all people. And then it goes on to say, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness. God does not want any sickness or disease in your life. He does not want any sickness or disease in the lives of his people. Come on, what did it say in Psalm 103? He heals all your diseases. What did it say in Deuteronomy 7:15? That the Lord will take away from you all sickness. There's nothing God can't heal. There's nothing that God doesn't want to heal. We serve a God that wants to heal all of our diseases, leaving us with none of them. Praise the Lord. Come on, friends, say this with me. God heals all of my diseases. I want you to say that with me again. God heals all of my diseases. This is God. This is who he is. This is what he likes. You can see, friend, we don't have to make this a doctrinal issue. We don't have to make this a theological debate. We just got to answer the question, who is God? What does he like? Well, Exodus 15:26, I'm getting excited about this. Exodus 15:26, he said, I am the Lord that heals you. That's who he is. Exodus 23:25, he said, I will take sickness away from the midst of you. That's who he is. That's what he likes. And then Psalm 103, it says that he heals all our diseases. And Deuteronomy 7:15 said, the Lord will take away from you all sickness. Come on, it doesn't have to be a theological debate. It doesn't have to be a doctrinal issue. We just got to get to know the one that we serve. And when you do, you're going to find out the Lord is the Lord who heals us. Now, many people will try to leave you the idea that God used to be this way, but he's not this way anymore. That he used to heal, but he doesn't heal anymore. Well, my question would be, when did he change? Come on, if God used to be this way, if he used to be the God that heals, if he used to be the God that takes sickness away from the midst of you, if he used to be the God that will heal all your diseases, and now he's not, well, when did he change? When did he stop being the Lord who heals us? Well, friend, the answer is God has not changed. In Malachi chapter 3, Verse 5, he said this. This is his words. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. And so, friend, if he used to be the Lord that heals us, if he used to be the God that takes away sickness from our midst, if he used to be the one that heals all of our diseases, then he is still the same today. Come on, he is the Lord and he doesn't change. The same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood, the same God that raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, the same God that healed the woman with the issue of infirmity in her body, the same God that went from town to town healing everybody, healing all that were sick, that's the same God that you and I serve, that's the same God we call Lord, that's the same Jesus, the same Savior. He hasn't changed. He's still the same today. And friend, if you're battling sickness and disease in your body, you serve the Lord that heals you. He has not changed. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he used to heal them all, then he'd still heal them all. Come on, if he used to take sickness and disease from our midst, then he'll still do it. If he used to heal all of our diseases, then he still will. And if he used to be the God that heals us, he still is today. You know, there's a lot of people that in the body of Christ that believe that healing has passed away. Well, the only way that healing could pass away is if the healer has passed away. And friend, I want to announce to you today that the healer has not passed away. God is still the healer. He is still the one who heals his people, and that hasn't changed. Come on, this is who he is, this is what he likes, and this is good news, isn't it, friend? Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these things. Number one, God is the Lord that heals you. Number two, God takes sickness from your midst. Number three, God heals all your diseases. And number four, God has not changed. If he used to be the Lord that heals us, he is still the same today. Now, friend, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want you to say these things with me. Say this with me. My God is the Lord that heals me. He takes away sickness from my midst, and he heals all my diseases, and he has not changed. Come on, let's say it one more time. My God is the Lord that heals me. God takes sickness away from the midst of me, and he heals all my diseases, and he has not changed. He is still the healer today. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you today for who you are, and we thank you for your goodwill and good plan for our lives in terms of us being healed. Lord, we thank you today that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we declare and decree over our lives today that you are the Lord who heals us. You take sickness from our midst. You heal all of our diseases. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Wednesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this series entitled, God Wants Me Well. We'll see you then. Hey, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, and if the Lord is using this broadcast to minister to you, we would love to hear your testimony. You know, we like to share with our partners how their support is helping us to minister the Word of God and take the message of faith to people all over the world, and your testimonies will help us do just that. And so if you've been watching the broadcast, and if you've been enjoying the broadcast, if the Lord has been ministering to you through the broadcast, we would love to hear your testimony. So please just go to mam.tv and send in a testimony to us of how the Faith for Life broadcast is blessing your life. Friend, it doesn't have to be long. We just want to hear from you. So thanks in advance for your testimonies, and we'll see you soon.